I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Tom Ackerman, the voice of the Blues. Chris Kerber joins us after a loss yesterday, 3-2 to the Minnesota Wild at Enterprise Center. Kerbs, let's talk about the homestand just as a whole. They go 4-3 on this homestand. They look so good on Friday night. So that was their best game of the year, beating the Sharks 4-0. And then yesterday, I mean, it wasn't bad. They outshot the Wild, but Devan Dubnyk stood up to them, and then just they let that one get away. And that final goal by the Wild did them in. 3-2, the loss. Just your evaluation of what you saw over the weekend.
Well, look, I think it was an okay homestand. I think the trending of this hockey team is better. I was thinking about this last night, Tom, and you know, this is going to be quite a journey this year for the St. Louis Blues. It's taken a while for them to come together, but I think what we've seen is when they do, they play some terrific doggone hockey. And you know, you look right now, they played fewer games than anybody in the Western Conference, and they came like three games fewer than some, but in most cases, two games fewer. And, you know, they're within 2 points of obviously one of those wild card playoff spots. And, you know, we haven't played 20 games on the season yet. So there's a ton of hockey to go. The good news is they've got a goal differential that's on the positive side. And to me, that's a playoff indicator. Very rarely does a team make the playoffs with a goal differential that's negative. So I like the way it's trending. It was a winning homestand with them going 4-3. And now they'll head out on the road and see if they can continue to build.
They'll be playing the Blackhawks, who will be featuring a new coach, Jeremy Colleton, after Joel Quenneville lost his job. What was your overall reaction? I don't know that I've talked to you about that necessarily in depth, about Joel Quenneville, that great career that he had in Chicago and the change. Did that change surprise you last week?
Did it surprise me? No. You could see this coming over the last probably 2 years. It's eventually something was going to happen if Chicago didn't seem to turn things around. Was this on the coach? Absolutely not. And they basically just put one of the best coaches in the history of the game on the free agent market. Look, the Blackhawks have lost 5 games in a row now. Then their last game, they were shut out 4-0. So I think it's proving in the early going here that so far it hasn't been a coaching issue that's been the thing in Chicago. We'll get our first good look of them on Wednesday night and see if anything system-wise or stuff has really changed.
And Blues fans will be making their way up to United Center for sure for that game. I just thought the crowds over the weekend, you had so much for them. You know, the national anthem in honor of our veterans and the way that the crowd sings that together. The puppy named Barkley and the fans rallying around him. The Blues are really making a push, making an effort to connect not only with their diehard fan base, but with people here in St. Louis, Kerbs.
Well, Tom, if you go to stlouisblues.com/theme/promotions and you look at the different promotions and theme nights and community impacts of the St. Louis Blues and how it's going to play a role in all the home games this year, you look at the fact that they moved most of the Sunday games when they could to 2 o'clock so it's better for families and have their Sunday fun days with the families and tons of kids at the game yesterday. You put all this together and the Blues are doing everything they can. The ticket packages are affordable. The entertainment is fantastic with bands every single day. The renovations, people are just raving about them. It's great entertainment. And, you know, this is a hockey team that's 500 through its first 15 games, and they'll keep finding their way here. I think they're setting up for what could be a pretty exciting journey throughout the season.
Blues and Blackhawks on Wednesday night from Chicago. Chris Kerber will have the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us as always.
You got it, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.